Welcome to Hope for Today, a weekly Bible teaching program that will bring you hope for every day. Here at Heralds of Hope, we do lots of work on computers. This means we have different programs to track our information. Some programs are just for email. Others are used to track our donations and expenses. There are quite a few different systems to understand and maintain. Earlier this year, we started bringing our various systems together into one system. One of our employees is designing the program to meet our specific needs here at Heralds of Hope. I have found learning from him is much better than trying to figure it out by myself using trial and error. Since I know who made the program, I can go directly to him and he explains exactly how it works and why it is working that way. After he answers my questions, I would be foolish to think he doesn't know what he's talking about and try to fix it my way. Absolutely not. He made the program and knows exactly how it works. So I had better listen to him. Humans also have a programmer. We were made by God. If you want to know how we work best and what is good for us, ask him. He knows. He made us. We apply this truth to many areas. For example, God created male and female. We don't know exactly why he made two and not four or five, but he is the designer and he knows best. After he created male and female, he taught us about marriage, which is between one male and one female. At the end of the creation week, God rested, and he teaches us to do the same. Today, let's take a closer look at the idea of rest, the Sabbath. The principle is to rest one day out of seven. If our Creator tells us this is a good idea, we had better pay attention. After all, he knows us best. He made us. Please turn to Exodus 16 and give your attention to J. Mark Horst for more teaching on the Sabbath.
One of the principles that God has written into his universe is the Holy Sabbath, or the principle of a day of rest. I remember Dr. Yoder saying that he had a friend in Jerusalem whom he often heard speak about Jewish worship. Many times he said in his address, "The Sabbath kept the Jews more than the Jews kept the Sabbath." You know, that is an interesting comment. The Holy Sabbath, as it was ordained by God from creation, kept the Jews throughout all of their history. You may recall that when God finished creating all things, he set aside a day of rest. We read about this in Genesis chapter 2 and verses 1 to 3. So from the beginning of creation, God saw the value of rest one day in seven. And it has been his intention that all people would regard this principle. In Exodus chapter 16 and verses 22 to 35, we have the account of how God taught his people, the children of Israel, to keep the Sabbath. So I invite you to listen to this portion of scripture as I read Exodus 16, 22 to 35. This is still in the context of their gathering their daily bread. And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for one man. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said unto them, "This is that which the Lord has said, Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake what you will bake today, and boil what you will boil, and that which remains over lay up for you to be kept until the morning." And they laid it up till the morning, as Moses told them to, and it did not stink, and there were no worms in it. And Moses said, "Eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto the Lord. Today you will not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there will be none." And it came to pass that some of the people went out on the seventh day to gather, and they found nothing. And the Lord said to Moses, "How long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for that the Lord has given you the Sabbath, therefore he gives you on the sixth day enough bread for 2 days. Abide every man in his place, let no man go out of his place on the seventh day." So the people rested on the seventh day. And the house of Israel called the name thereof manna, and it was like coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. And Moses said, "This is the thing which the Lord commands. Fill an omer of it to be kept for all your generations, that they may see the bread with which I have fed you in the wilderness when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt." And Moses said unto Aaron, "Take a pot and put an omer full of manna therein, and lay it up before the Lord to be kept for your generations." As the Lord commanded Moses, Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. And the children of Israel ate manna 40 years until they came to a land inhabited. They did eat manna until they came unto the borders of the land of Canaan. Now, what is the purpose of God in establishing the Sabbath? The answers to that question are found in this scripture. The first answer to the purpose of the Sabbath is, the Sabbath provided a rest. There were 6 days for them to do their normal activities, but on that seventh day, they were supposed to rest unto the Lord. Look at what it tells us in verse 23. "Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord." So this day, 7, was to be different from all the other days. All the other days were pretty much alike. The manna came in the morning, and they went out and gathered it, and they prepared it for the day's need. But the seventh day was going to be different. God showed that difference by withholding the manna so there was none for them to gather. So by doing that, God himself respected the Sabbath day by not providing any manna on that day. Religious Jews who observed the Sabbath even now look back to the Sabbath during the first 3 days of the week. And then during the last 3 days of the week, they look forward to the next Sabbath, because to them, the Sabbath is that holy day when one should rest, a day that is different from all other days. Now, it would seem that we ought to see this principle in the holy Sabbath, a day of rest. It is the Lord's Sabbath, and we should therefore observe it with care. We should pay attention to the principle that is demonstrated in this experience with Israel. God himself respected the Sabbath, or the day of rest, with the people of Israel long ago because he did not provide manna for them on that day. He made it possible for them to provide for their needs by gathering twice as much on the day prior to the Sabbath, which on the other days they couldn't do. And so it was a day of rest. The next answer is that the Sabbath provided a reminder. By the very fact that there was no manna on that particular day, the people were reminded that the God of Israel meant what he said. Some people actually went out to gather manna on that day. Apparently, they didn't believe what God had said. But when they got out there, there was none there. So God rebuked them through Moses. He asked a very pointed question. He said, "How long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws?" Their actions showed they didn't believe that God meant what he said. And then the Lord said this, "See, for that the Lord has given you the Sabbath, therefore he gives you on the sixth day the bread enough for 2 days." So the people were reminded that God is not someone to trifle with. When God has spoken, he means what he says. And that brings real hope to us, because the Bible tells us that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His word, the Holy Scripture, never changes. And we are very thankful that God has provided this principle so clearly defined for us. But you know, sometimes we also tempt God like some of them did on that day. We ignore and neglect the commandments of God. We presume upon him. Can God really mean what he said? We ask ourselves. Of course. When God has spoken with such clarity, it ought to tell us that the Sabbath was to be kept holy. Israel was charged with the keeping of the Sabbath as a holy day. And it was to be a reminder to them that the God who set aside this holy day is himself holy. Now, let's see this principle in the holy Sabbath. It was a day set apart unto the Lord, and therefore it had to be a special day. It provided the people of Israel a reminder of the divine holiness of God, because he had sanctified this day to himself from the very beginning of creation. He honored it himself by withholding manna on that day. Let's see this principle in the holy Sabbath, that it was and is a day set apart unto the Lord, the holy Sabbath for the holy Lord. And then the final answer to the question of the purpose of the Sabbath is the Sabbath provided a remembrance. The third answer to the question of the reason for the Sabbath is inseparably related to the first and the second. They were to provide a rest and to provide a reminder. This is to provide a remembrance. I was impressed as I read this passage, and I noted that Moses told Aaron to fill an omer full of manna and lay it up before the Lord. In other words, it was to be kept as a remembrance, as a memorial. Now remember, ordinarily you couldn't keep the manna beyond one day, except for the preparation for the Sabbath. But this was something special, because this manna that they were going to gather and use as a memorial before the Lord was something that would keep indefinitely. God reminded them of His mercy and His provision by preserving this one pot of manna. It was to help them remember how God had fed them in the wilderness. The Lord said to Moses, "That they may see the bread wherewith I have fed you in the wilderness when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt." This omer of manna was proof that God had taken care of them in a remarkable way. You know, we're so forgetful as people, we need reminders. And so you had this pot of manna to remind the people that God was providing for them. God's mercy didn't fail. His mercy is there, so when they needed manna on 6 days, they could go out and gather it, and then enough on day six for the seventh day. The omer of manna that was placed in the Ark of the Testimony assured the children of Israel that God's mercy never fails. The Sabbath also helped them to remember the care and mercy of God. You and I, too, need things to refresh our memory, something to remind us of the mercy and the care of God. The Sabbath provided such a remembrance for Israel. It can be that for us, too. One day of rest in seven. Let's see this principle in the Holy Sabbath, then, as a remembrance of God's love for His people. A remembrance for you, because God has so ordained that we, too, should remember His mercy and care. Keeping a Sabbath brings this principle to us in a remarkable way. So there are the three answers to the purpose for the Sabbath. It provided a rest for God's people. We need a rest, one day in seven. It also provided a reminder for the people of Israel that the Holy God meant what He said. And the Sabbath provided a remembrance of God's mercy and care, along with that omer of manna that was stored in the ark. So whether you're a Jew or whether you're a Gentile, let this principle come through, that the Holy Sabbath is to remind us of the mercy and care of the Holy God. Do you trust in the God who provides such lasting care?
Thanks, J. Mark, for this teaching, and thank you for joining us. We trust our time together has been a blessing. If you would like this teaching, or if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us. Here are a few ways you can contact us. The best way is via email. Our email is hope@heraldsofhope.org. If you don't have email, you could send us a letter. Our address is Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or you can connect with us on our website. Our website is heraldsofhope.org. On our website, you will find more teaching like this and other helpful resources. Please look around while you're there. If you go to the Connect tab, you can message us directly. Again, our website is heraldsofhope.org. Thank you so much for being with us. We look forward to next week and hope you will join us then as we continue our study in Exodus. I will part with an encouraging thought from Joel, chapter 2. "Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. Blessings as you serve our great King."